news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Code Red for Humanity. That's the gist of the new climate assessment the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change released on Monday, warning that the world was already locked into more weather-related disasters, higher and more acidic oceans, and other significant changes to the planet due to greenhouse gas emissions humans have put into the atmosphere since the 1850s. The 234 climate scientists laid out five different scenarios. Their conclusion is that the world fails the most ambitious climate target set in the 2015 Paris Agreement, keeping the world less than 1.5 degrees Celsius warmer than pre-industrial times. Though the scientists said that the most dire scenario, doing nothing, is less likely than before. Seriously. Unlike previous assessments, the report also concludes that it is unequivocal that humans have caused the climate crisis. The report states that the world has rapidly warmed 1.1 degrees higher than the pre-industrial levels and is now careening towards 1.5 degrees. Scientists say the only way to keep from reaching this point of no return and to prevent more catastrophic damage is to reduce greenhouse gas emissions to zero. We're not even in the ballpark. Moving on to infrastructure. In a 68-29 vote, the Senate ended debate on the so-called bipartisan infrastructure bill that spends $550 billion in new money on the nation's physical infrastructure. Sunday's vote came after senators spent the week haggling over amendments and time agreements to consider them. Final passage of the bill is expected late Monday night or very early Tuesday morning at the latest. If it passes, it moves to the House, where its outcome is less certain. Speaker Pelosi has already said she would not take up this bill until the Senate also passes the larger package. And first thing Monday morning, Senate Democrats unveiled it, the blueprint for that $3.5 trillion budget resolution that they plan to pass through the reconciliation process that won't require any Republican votes. But now we learn that the package does not include any increase to the debt ceiling. Despite the Democrats working with the Republicans to increase the debt ceiling at least three times during Trump's 4 years in office, the Republicans now are saying they won't do the same. Minority Leader Mitch McConnell has warned that they will not give Democrats the votes they need to ensure that the U.S. wouldn't default on our debts that have already been allocated by Congress. Just lovely. Moving on to COVID. Oh, man. The average number of new coronavirus cases in the U.S. increased nine times since the beginning of July, and hospitalizations are at their highest rate since February. In some parts of the country, hospitals are at or over capacity, and there's once again a shortage of life-saving equipment. And as if the situation isn't bad enough, new concerns are popping up. Dr. Fauci says the continued spread of the virus could allow new variants, possibly ones more resistant to vaccines, to emerge and spread if more people don't get vaccinated. But finally, the rest of the country is seeing what we here in Florida already knew. The governor hasn't got a clue.
You have some politicians that say, I am going to eliminate the virus. I will defeat it. Unfortunately, government can't just end it. We still have 1918 flu floating around. So it's something that, if government could just end it, then people wouldn't even need to get the treatment or because you could just end it, right? You can't. So we knew this is something that you're going to have to live with.
Dr. Jonathan Reiner is a CNN medical analyst. He had a few words to share about not Dr. Ron DeSantis.
Don't get your medical advice from the governor of Florida. First of all, there's no 1918 flu floating around. There are a number of tools that a chief executive has. So a chief executive can allow localities to mask up their population. They can certainly allow school districts to mask up kids who, first of all, many of whom cannot be vaccinated now, and protect them. He has prevented that. A chief executive of a state can allow vaccine mandates from businesses. He is preventing that. A chief executive can encourage businesses to shut down when the viral load is overwhelming. The viral load in Florida is so high right now there are only really two places on the planet where it's higher. One is Louisiana, and the other is Botswana. It's so high in Florida that I think that if Florida were another country, we would have to consider banning travel from Florida to the United States. If you are in Florida now and you are unvaccinated, you are very likely going to get COVID. If you are in Florida and you are unvaccinated, do not go in to a bar or a restaurant. You will absolutely contract this virus.
But good news, I suppose, for Americans wanting into Canada. Canada on Monday lifting its ban on Americans crossing its border for non-essential travel for the first time since March of 2020. Yeah, the U.S. is not reciprocating yet, keeping its northern and southern borders closed until at least August 21st. So Americans who want to travel to Canada will have to be fully vaccinated, test negative for COVID-19 within 3 days of travel, and fill out a detailed application online. The Canada Border Services Agency didn't estimate how many U.S. residents it expects to cross the border, but it did suggest that travelers might face lines at those border crossings. Now, if you're planning to cruise out of Florida, well, you might be a little safer today. A federal judge in Miami granted Norwegian Cruise Lines a preliminary injunction Sunday night, at least temporarily blocking a Florida law that bans private companies from requiring proof of COVID vaccinations. U.S. District Judge Kathleen Williams wrote in her ruling that Florida, quote, fails to provide a valid evidentiary, factual, or legal predicate for its vaccine passport ban, end quote. Governor Ron DeSantis first issued an executive order banning companies from requiring proof of vaccination. Then he signed a law passed by the legislature that would fine cruise ships that required vaccination proof up to $5,000 per passenger. Under this ruling, the Norwegian Gem can now set sail from Miami on August 15th, with only passengers and crew who can prove that they have been vaccinated. Things here in Florida are not good. On CNN, medical analyst Dr. Jonathan Reiner held nothing back regarding Florida and our governor, who some of us lovingly refer to as Governor Death Sentence. And if you're planning to go to New Orleans for the rescheduled Jazz and Heritage Festival, get a refund. The festival, which was rescheduled for the fall of 2021, has again been canceled, citing rising COVID cases. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is fully listener-supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.